Wildfire season has officially arrived in Idaho, so Want to Know Idaho is working on a listener-generated episode about fire, and we want to hear from you. Do you have questions about the science of wildfires, or maybe you're curious to know more about the people who fight them or the strategies they use? Maybe you're interested in Forest Service history in the Gem State. Well, whatever your question might be, we're all ears. Go to BoiseStatePublicRadio.org and click on the podcast tab to share your curiosity with Want to Know Idaho. And speaking of fires, close to 400,000 acres of land has burned so far in the Gem State just this summer. And as you know, crews are working around the clock to contain these fires. Investigators also go on scene. They try to figure out how these fires start. One of the causes? Exploding targets. In fact, earlier this week, BLM officials announced that they'd identified a person who they believe is responsible for the Badger Point fire, which was in eastern Idaho near Rexburg. The cause? A recreational shooter who used exploding targets. Joining me today to talk about the dangers of these targets, as well as other causes, are Melissa Yunus from the BLM's Fire Prevention and Education Team, and Zach Ellinger, Fire Mitigation and Education Specialist and a Fire Prevention Team Leader with the BLM. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Zach, I want to start with you. Explain to people, if you're not a recreational shooter, you may not understand what we say when we say an exploding target.
Yeah, so it's literally a target that explodes when you shoot it. And they've been around for quite a while, but they've become more and more available and more powerful. And so typically it's two different chemical compounds that are mixed together. And once they're mixed together, then that when you fire your bullet at them and the bullet strikes the target, it creates a large explosion. Mm. And typically the product is designed not to start a fire, but we found that through improper mixing techniques and just the variety of chemicals that people are using now to make exploding targets, they really are generating enough heat to spark a wildfire.
So, and we do know that three of the wildfires in East Idaho, including the Badger Point fire, were all started by exploding targets just last week, correct?
Yes, it was actually five total Idaho just recently. And so, yeah, we just want to remind people that, you know, you could still shoot on your public lands, but just shoot responsibly. From the targets you are going to shoot at to the ammunition you pick, you can really make a difference in not causing the next wildfire, and we would really appreciate it. So another example is shooters go out there and they might shoot a tin can,
right,
and you'd shoot it, and then you wouldn't know that you actually caused a bullet hole until you got up and went and walked over to it. For exploding targets, you know instantaneously if you hit the mark, and that to them is more of a gratification, and it really is a visual recognition that you actually have hit your target.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we're trying to do, is just remind people, be responsible this time of year, especially during the driest part of the year.
So Zach, does it come down to, you know, mixing the chemicals together, or should people, when it is just this hot and this dry, use a different option?
Yeah, so exploding targets are banned on all public lands, actually illegal, in May through October. And so it's not really an option. And so if you do have an exploding target, you know, you're taking the risk of facing the penalty. And there's a very good reason for that, because during these hot, dry, windy conditions that we're having, the exploding targets, even when mixed mm-hmm. properly, are still starting fires.
So this individual who the BLM has identified then has broken the law then, because they used an exploding target during the time that it's banned. So if that's the case, then do they have to, is there a fine, especially when you cause a fire?
Yeah. Depending on where they were shooting and whose lands they were shooting on, mm-hmm. the type of restitution will be different. But the important message here is that all the federal agencies are now mandated to seek cost recovery for human-caused fires, especially when there's negligence or liability. And so what we're telling people is you could be held for the full cost of suppressing a wildfire. And, you know, that could be millions of dollars in some cases.
And we saw that going 2 years ago with the Table Rock fire in Boise.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, there is going to be restitution, or that's already been the person has already been sentenced.
Yeah.
Correct.
What typically happens is if they're found guilty of that crime, then during the sentencing phase or the restitution phase, then a magistrate may decide just exactly how much of that they're mm-hmm. responsible for. But we usually seek the full cost of the fire so that we can get that money back to the taxpayers.
I'm speaking with Melissa Yunus from the BLM's Fire Prevention and Education Team and Zach Ellinger, Fire Mitigation and Education Specialist, as well as a Fire Prevention Team Leader with the BLM. We're talking about basically how to not cause so many wildfires here in Idaho. If you've got questions or comments, you can always email us at idahomatters@boisestate.edu. Tweet us as well, KBSX915. Use the hashtag Idaho Matters. It's easier for us to find you out there. In fact, when we talk about the causes of wildfires, 70%
are human caused.
So Melissa, it's not just exploding targets. What else are people doing that maybe they don't realize could be starting a fire?
The fire prevention order not only covers exploding targets, but it also covers fireworks. We don't want people shooting fireworks in our public lands at this time. Another cause is the number one cause, actually, in Idaho is people pulling off with their vehicles, maybe in the tall, dry grass. And the vegetation is so dry, and the heat of your car could easily catch the grass on fire. Another way is somebody who's actually pulling or towing something on behind their car, whether it's a boat or an RV or something. If your chains are not secure, what happens is the chains start dragging. They'll hit a rock and cause a shower of sparks. And you might not know unless you're looking in your rearview mirror that you are creating a string of fire behind you. So the number one cause actually is vehicles. And the second one would be target shooting or shooting in general.
You know, it's interesting about that is when you hear about cars setting wildfires, I think that they're out in the desert somewhere, or they're out somewhere off roading. But as soon as you said that, I can envision like Highway 55, which is a very traveled highway between Boise and McCall. People pull off all the time.
Yeah, and if you look on the side of any of our highways here, not just here in Idaho, but most of the Western United States, you'll see black charred marks just right along the side of the highway. That's usually a vehicle that's had some kind of mechanical failure, whether it's a flat tire and that rim has been scraping against the bare pavement, or it's something in the engine has failed. Whatever it is, vehicles get very hot, and when anything hot from a vehicle comes in contact with vegetation, it usually starts a wildfire.
And really important is just do proper maintenance before you actually set off onto your weekend vacation. Check to see if there's no vegetation stuck up inside your undercarriage. Properly grease your wheels. Another thing is make sure the air pressure is good in your tires. Simple things like that we can all do this time of year. Just take an extra precaution that we can prevent a wildfire from occurring.
Because to be perfectly honest, I mean, especially like let's say you're traveling with little kids, sometimes you have to pull off on the side of the road. So it's being aware of that.
Maybe carry a fire extinguisher this time of year if you're traveling with little kids. If you're doing anything outside that could cause a spark, have a shovel with you, a bucket of water, some sort of water source, and always have a cell phone with you this time of year because you could call 911. Get first responders there, and we can keep these fires small.
And you have a campaign going on, Shoot Responsibly Idaho. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we're just trying to raise awareness. We want people to enjoy public lands and recreate on them, and target shooting is a huge part of our culture, and so there are lots of people that enjoy target shooting, and even in the summertime, it's not illegal to target shoot in most areas, but we just want them to do it responsibly. So there's a few simple things that people can do to help prevent a wildfire. So when you're setting up your target, don't set it up into rocks or dry grass, because what happens is that bullet, with all that kinetic energy behind a bullet, when it hits a hard object, it'll shatter, and those fragments become very hot, up to 1,400 degrees. It takes about 500 degrees to ignite grass, and so if you have a shower of hot bullet fragments, and I'm not talking about sparks, I'm just talking about hot metal landing in dry grass, that'll spark a wildfire. So put that target in an area where there's no grass to burn. Don't shoot at rocks or metal objects, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Because what it comes down to is, look, we live in Idaho. People shoot guns.
Oh, yeah. Well,
right. I mean, it is recreation. So it's not about don't do that.
Right.
Right, Zach? It's about how you do it responsibly, especially this time of year.
Yeah, so no exploding targets. And then when you do choose to shoot, just have a bucket and a fire extinguisher there handy in case you do start a wildfire. You might be able to put it out. And then if you start one, report it to us as soon as possible so we can get there and get on top of it. But just don't shoot into rocks and dry grass is kind of the biggest part of it. And then the type of ammunition that you use. So that steel core ammunition, that actually will create a spark when it hits a hard object. So steel core is also banned during the summertime. And you know, choose ammo that is less likely to start a fire.
And if you were to go into a, you know, a gun shop, right, to buy ammo, maybe you don't know for sure, you should be able to ask, correct?
Yep. So the composition of the bullets can be a little misleading. And so just remember that the cheaper the ammunition, the more likely it is to start a fire. So some of that stuff that gets imported from like Russia and China, it is almost cheap because they're cutting costs and putting steel in the center of the bullet to make it cheaper to manufacture. So spend a little extra money for ammo that's going to be safer to shoot during the summer.
And try to avoid shooting in glass, refrigerators, TVs, couches. You know, that type of material can easily catch on fire or spark the fragments like Zach was talking about. You know, and the most importantly, pick up your trigger trash. If you shoot any kind of ammunition, pick it up, take it with you. Let's keep our lands beautiful and clean.
Because also, though, if you don't pick up, you may not know that potentially it's still hot and could cause a fire, correct?
Exactly.
So you might leave and be done target shooting and leave, and then next thing you know,
absolutely,
you see on the news that there's a wildfire.
Yeah, take a minute to stick around. We call it a fire watch. We do it when we're doing anything that involves hot activities in the outdoors. So like if we're using chainsaws during the summertime, we'll stick around and wait for a half hour just to make sure that there's not a fire smoldering. So, you know, maybe that's time to have lunch or drink some water and just hang out for a little while to see that no smoke pops up.
Well, I really appreciate you guys coming in and talking about this. For people who are, you know, not aware of these things, it's always just a good information to have. So I really appreciate the conversation today.
We're glad to be here.
My guest today, Melissa Eunice, with the BLM's Fire Prevention and Education Team, Zach Ellinger. Ellinger is the fire... I had it right the whole time, Zach, until the very end.
You were doing great.
He is the Fire Prevention Team Leader with the BLM.